Okay, a guten Erev Yontif, everybody, and a guten Mayim. Today we're going to be learning page Reish Mem Amud Beis. This is Simon Shin Ayin Beis, and Bezrat Hashem, we're finishing up Si'if Vav and beginning, and also learning Si'if Zayin today. So we are on the top line of Reish Mem Amud Beis. V'im haya kosel gavol l'shnei masarev v'hi barosho peiros. So we're talking about two neighboring chatzeros that do not have an Erev between them. So if you have a wall that's 10 tefachim high between them, and it's 10 tefachim high on both sides of the wall, and there's a basket of fruits on top of the wall, members of each chatzer are allowed to take that basket of peiros off of the top of the wall, and they can likewise take peiros from their chatzer and put it on top of the wall, and even have the people on the other side take down those peiros. And that's regardless of whether the kosel is four tefachim wide or not four tefachim wide, because if you recall, you're allowed to carry from a chatzer to another chatzer to a gag to a karpef, meaning you're only not allowed to take from batim within a chatzer when there's no erev that joins the multiple chatzeros. So let's see, mishabura mem hey, yucholim laridim lechatzeros kidekaim lembrosh asim the gag vechatzeros rishusachasein. The reason that you're allowed to bring them into the chatzeros is because we said that gagin and chatzeros are all one rishus. Verosh zehakosel lo adiv migag. The top of this wall is no different than a roof. Vedavka lechatzeros. But you're only allowed to bring the basket of fruits from the top of this wall to the chatzeros. But you're not allowed to bring it into the batim because there's no eruv. And this is true whether they each made their own independent eruv, meaning each chatzer made their own separate eruv, or there's no eruv at all. The because we already said in Sif Aleph that all chatzeros are considered one rishus. Viter in the Shulchan Aruch. Aval perush shavsu babayis. If you have perush that started Shabbos in the house, ima kosel rachav arba'a asur lahalos lovelo laharid mimenu. So if the kosel is four tefachim wide, you're not allowed to put things up or down from that wall. Says mishmur memzayin hakosel rachav arba'a perush arba'a tefachim v'atam. And the reason why, if the kosel is four tefachim wide, you're not allowed to take things from the house to the wall. To kiven to rachav arba'a hu makom chashuv b'fnei atzmo ve'inu batal gabishnei chatzeros. Since it's four tefachim wide, it's considered its own makom chashuv, and it is part of neither chatzer. And that's why you're not allowed to take things from the batim and put them in this separate rishos that is not part of that chatzer, nor can you take things from this separate rishos that is not part of that chatzer and bring it into the batim. Back in the Shulchan Aruch v'yameinu, rachav arba'a mutar, but if the wall itself is less than four tefachim wide, then it's mutter to even take things from a house and put it on top of the wall. As long as you don't switch them from one chatzer to the next. Memches v'imeinu rachav dibapachus me'arba'a makum p'turhu u'mutter lahalos me'nabatim lavalor mimenu labatim. So because if it's less than four tefachim wide, then it's a makum p'tur, and you're allowed to bring things from the batim to a makum p'tur, but you're not allowed to be shaloya chlifu, you're not allowed to switch. Haynu lahalos me'nabatim ala kosel v'lachzor laridim l'chatzer asheni. I'm not allowed to take them from a house in Chatzer A, put them on top of this wall that's narrower than four tefachim, and then have people in Chatzer B take them into their Chatzer. Because then we'd be gozer that you might come to take it directly from Chatzer A to Chatzer B without resting it on a makom p'tur in the interim. So even though it's 2 days in the Mechaber, whether we make such a gezeira, the Rama over here is pretty clear that we do make such a gezeira. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, v'im haya kosel gavah la'achas me'achatzeros asar l'shniyein gavah asara. Let's say the wall between the two chatzeros on one side, on one property, is 10 tefachim high, and from the perspective of the other property is less than 10 tefachim high, meaning the grounds of the properties are uneven with one another. One of the properties is elevated higher than the other. Kigon shekarka'u shalechot gavah mishal chaveru. Shulchan Aruch says explicitly that the karka of one property is higher than the karka of the neighboring property. Misha eno gavoa lo asara. So the one from whose perspective the wall is less than 10 tefachim high, mutar l'shtamish bo af b'kelim sheshavsu b'bayis, is allowed to use the top of that wall even for kelim that started Shabbos in the house. But v'asheni asur l'shtamish bo af b'kelim sheshavsu b'chatzer. But the second chatzer, the one who from whose perspective it's 10 tefachim high, is not allowed to use that top of the wall even din for kelim that started in the chatzar and not in the bayis. V'ushei ha-kosel rachav arba'ah, but that's only if the kosel is four tefachim wide. Aval emeinu rachav arba'ah, if the kosel is less than four tefachim wide, mutul l'shteyan l'shtamish bo af min abatim. Then both sides are allowed to use it, afilu erev kalachas atzma, even though each chatzar has their own eruv chatzeros. Mishubur sif katod nun, mutar af bekelim, ma'irik erev la'atzma, din lo erev ha'asim bayis chatzar v'kol shken l'mechitza. The case that we're talking about is that the chatzar has its own eruv chatzeros, meaning within chatzar A, you have this, its own eruv chatzeros, so then you're allowed to carry things from the bayis to the chatzar, or from the bayis to this wall that is less than 10 tefachim off the ground, from your perspective. Sheshavsu b'bayis, dil didei nachshav rosh hakosel kikarka chatzar. Because if when I'm looking at this wall, it's less than 10 tefachim high, so then it's just like any area in my chatzar, kiven sheinu gavasar tefachim, nichle l'shtamisham. It's like any other part of my chatzar. Like if I have a rock in the chatzar that's a couple of tefachim high, so obviously I'm allowed to put things on top of that. So a wall that's less than 10 tefachim high is no different. Af bekelim v'chule, the whole shechaveru mutar mibayis l'mechitza davila k'chatzero, im mishamish gam hasheni al mechitza v'yerushu shneim sholetes mechitza zum meli yasar rishon lotzi mibayis l'mechitza kivun shorver kol echad v'echad bat latzmo. Meaning he's explaining now, why is it that when I have this wall between the two chatzeros, so from chatzer A's perspective the wall is only 5 tefachim high, from chatzer B's perspective the wall is 10 tefachim high, why is it that the people in chatzer B are not allowed to use the top of this wall? And the reason is, since it was already designated as something that Chatzar A is allowed to use, if Chatzar B were to use it as well, it would mean that both of us have reshus over it, and memela the first chatzar would not be allowed to use it because we don't have a joint eruv. So we cannot have a situation where they're both allowed to use it. So we have to choose one over the other. Which one are we going to choose? The one that has easier access to it, meaning the one from whose perspective it's lower. The chatzar A has easier access to it because it's lower from chatzar A's perspective. Ubesefer evena ozer b'shem Rashba mekel l'sheni l'shamish bo b'kelim sheshavsu b'chatzar. However, in the evena ozer, he says that even the other chatzar is allowed to use it for kelim at least that started Shabbos in the chatzar. Mutal l'shtein l'shamish, but we said if it's less than four tefachim wide, then they're both allowed to use it. Davi makom p'tur, because if it's less than four tefachim wide, it's a makom p'tur. Siv zayin nifrat. You have a wall between two chatzeros, but there's a breach in the wall. So if the breach is less than 10 amos wide, it's just considered a pesach. It's considered a doorway. But that's provided that it's not totally breached from one chatzer to the other, from one end to the other end. If there's a breach of more than 10 amos, then it's just considered one big chatzer. These are not two chatzeros, and therefore if they're going to make a valid eruv, it has to be one big joint eruv for both chatzeros, because it's really one big chatzer. And the Ramah just points out, and obviously if there is no mechitza 10 tefachim high, I mean you have a mechitza that's 5 tefachim high that separates them, then it's not really a separation, and therefore you're also going to need a single eruv that joins them all together. So Mishabura sif katan nun dalid ad eser v'ad bechlal, that up until 10 amos, including 10 amos, meaning a 10 amo wide breach, if it's exactly 10 amos on the dot, is also considered a pesach. Hareu kepesach, valkenim ratzu marvin shnayim vim ratzu marvin yachal kanal b'sif talin. And therefore, if they want, they could, when you have a pesach, you have the choice. You could either make a separate erevin for the two chateros, because they are considered separated from each other, or since there is a pesach that grants access from one to the other, so you could make a joint erev. Shaloye nifrat, but even if it's less than 10 amos, but if it's the entire length of the space between the chatzeros, then it's also one chatzer. Dim nifras b'milua, if it's totally open from one to the other, afilu pachas me'asar amos, even if it's less than 10 amos, tzrichas lar v'yachad davka, then they're going to need to make a single eruv between the two of them. B'miluam, if it's totally open, v'alkein b'inan she'ishtar mikol tzad mashahu, and therefore, if it's mostly breached, you at least need a mashahu left on each side of that breach, again, provided that breach is less than 10 amos. Oh, if you don't have a little bit of wall on each side, at least mitzad echad pasar ba'atvachem rochav begova asara. You need a board that's 10 tefachim high and runs 4 tefachim into the space between the chatzeros. Because otherwise it's considered to be totally open. If the breach is more than 10 amos, pirush va'az afilu nishar min hakosel mikan u'mikan, kifle kiflayim yimashenafal, then I don't care how much wall is left. It could be you have 100 amos of wall that are still left. But the breach itself is more than 10 amos. Hakol chashuv kinafal veinza pesach al pirtza. The whole thing is considered like there's no wall there. It's not a pesach, it's a pirtza. And therefore, yachad, they have to make an eruv together. Dim eruv kolechel be'atzmo, because if each one made their own eruv, osrim zeh al zeh, then they would asr on one another. But if there's a pirtza that's more than 10 amos, there is a way to still separate these two chatzeros short of rebuilding the wall, and that is by making a tzuras ha-pesach. A tzuras ha-pesach will separate the chatzeros from one another. So this was going on the kol shkein if the mechitza is less than 10 tefachim. V'u'adin im kol ha-mechitza gavoha asar tefachim l'shish b'tocha makam rachov yosem eser amos shein b'gavoha. Meaning, it doesn't need to be a full pirtza that's more than 10 amos. If you have a wall that is more than 10 tefachim tall, but there's a space on the wall more than 10 amos along the length of the wall that is under 10 tefachim high. So that's like a pirtza. That's the same thing as being totally knocked down. And therefore, they're going to need to join in the Eruv together. So, to remind ourselves what we learned today, in Zivav, we discussed what happens if there is a wall between the two chatzeros. When can you, the members of each chatzer, utilize the top of the wall? When can't they? The factors include whether the wall is 10 tefachim high from both sides' perspective or not, whether the wall is 4 tefachim wide or not 4 tefachim wide, and whether the items that you're putting on that wall start at Shabbos in your chatzer or in your bayis. And then in Siv Zayin, we spoke about a pirtza in a wall that is 10 amos or less is considered a pesach, which gives optionality, meaning each chatzar can make their own eruv or they could join together. Or if it's a pirtza that's greater than 10 amos, and that a pirtza greater than 10 amos, or a pirtza that's bimiluo, that runs across the whole thing, or a fence that has a 10 larger than 10 amos space where it dips below 10 tefachim of height, then you have no choice but to make a single eruv for the two chatzeros together. So, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully on Motsa'e Yom Tov, we will come back with Si'if Ches and Tess also, maybe. Siv Ches and Tess. Yeah, I think on Motsa'e Yom Tov, Be'ez Hashem, everyone should have a wonderful Yom Tov. I'm using the nice Mishmur. And everyone have a great Yom Tov. Take care.